You want the milk that comes out of an animal. Without that, it should also be machshir. It should also have a shem machshir shel rotzon. Shedam agaf fetor. A behema is less than an isha, than a man. Because by a behema, if the dam comes out of a cut, the dam is not machshir lekabel tuma. Its dam doesn't have a shem machshir. So that's the chum's raya that chol of isha is more chumma than behema. Omalhen, Reb Kiva answered back still, machmer ani becholof. Still, I want to be more machmir by cholov of a behema mi bedam. I'll tell you, even though when the dam comes out of a behema, it's not machsh lekabotum, it doesn't have a shem mashke, but the milk that comes out of a behema is always machshir, always has a shem nichusa, and the mashke is mekabotum, or it's machshir other things to mekabotum. What's the kibbutz raya? Because dam, by cholov, it's mochamor shacholov the refuah. If somebody milks the cow, I'm going to ask for a full of the cow. That means the cow has too much milk in it. It's getting sick. So if you squeeze out the milk, I'm going to ask for a full of the behemoth, it's tummy. So you see, das for a full is also called benichusam, and the milk is machshel lekabel tumah. Mashenken v'hamek is the refuah. If somebody gives a cut to the animal to let out its blood for the refuah of the animal, so the animal should feel healthy, is tor. So you see that milk is more chomer than dam is. By dam, no matter what purpose you take the dam out of the animal, even for refuah, still it's not mekabel tumah, it's not machsh lekabel tumah. Mashenken the milk, when it comes out of the animal, even without pure das to drink it, you just have das to take it out for the refuah of the animal, also it's machsh lekabel tumah. So you see, milk is more chomer than dam. So melo Rabbi Kiva asks kabel chomer, if the milk of an isha is machsh lekabel tumah, whether we have das to take it out, whether we don't have das to take it out, so avada behemah's milk should be machsh lekabel tumah, whether it came out b'das or shelo b'rotzon without das. Omru loyd chom said back to Kiva, no. Sale zesim v'yanovim yochichoy. I'll bring your raya from the locha of baskets of zesim of olives and of grapes yochichoy. For they I'll prove to you that it's different. That the milk of an animal is not machsh lekabel tumah. What's the raya? Shahamashkin hayoytzim mehem lerotzoin tmeim. If you squeeze out the olives, or you squeeze out the grapes, bedaf, to get the juice, so that juice avad is called a mashke, it's called like water, and it's machsh lekabel tumah. And whether it's mekabel tumah, it's both. Yeah, aber shalei lerotzoin terim. But the water, that the juice that comes out, shalei lerotzoin, it means you didn't have das to squeeze out the grapes. Just by itself, it got squashed and the juice came out. That's not machsh lekabel tumah. So that's what the Braisa says. That even zeisim v'yanovim, only lerotzon is it machsh lekabel tumah, but shle lerotzon it's tov. Now the Gemara's Madaik, my love lerotzon, what does it mean it got squashed lerotzon? That means denichale. That means you're happy with the fact it got squashed, that you want the grape juice. You want the juice to come out of the grapes now. Shle lerotzon, what does shle lerotzon mean? Bistam. Just means bistam minastam. Or you don't have das that it should come out. You don't have das that shouldn't come out. Just by itself, you had a pile of grapes in the basket, and by itself, the weight of the grapes started to press down and made the grapes run. The juice came out, even though it came out with stam das. Still, we say it's torah. To see if something comes out with stam, it's not called like wenichale. It's not called we want that juice to come out. So I say the more saying now oma zaysin v'yanovim. Maduch grapes and olives, that they're oimed to be squeezed out. Yeah, it's oimed to get oil and to get grape and to get wine. Still, we say shelo lerotzon v'loy klum, that if it came out shelo lerotzon, that means it came out with stam das. It's not mach shel kabel tumah. Means it's not called yenichale with it. Or bezoy tusav rimonim the lab b'nei schitinenu. Is that we want? That what we wanted to say before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he said that if you buy tusim v'rimonim with stam das is also called yenichale with the mashke. See, that's the kasha. So tusim v'rimonim, the lad b'nei schitinenu. Tusim v'rimonim, that means pomegranates and berries. They're not oimed bedavka for the juice. I mean, some people use it for eating it. It's like 50-50. So lekol shechein, shouldn't that be a kol shechein? That a stam is not called benichusa, that the juice comes out when a stam is not called yonicha with the juice. So Mazayhu Adin before Rabbi Yehuda, if you bought the pomegranates with Stam Das, we shouldn't say you're nicha with the juice to come out. Just like we're saying here, if the juice came out by itself, it's not called the Bailim is nicha with that juice. Therefore, it's not machshel the kabel tuma. So Zot Rashi, Shalei l'rotzer in bestama, uktoni tohirim, and still it says it's tor, the loichoshev mashke, even though it's the juice of zeitzim v'yenovim, it's not considered mashke. Now, if Reb Yehuda come, alo, if Reb Yehuda is saying this, kashya, so it's a steer in Reb Yehuda. Before we want to say when Reb Yehuda holds, if you buy the peiros stam, it's considered yenicha with the mashke, and here we're saying it's not considered yenicha with the mashke. The Rabbonin Kamri Elamai, this is the Rabbonin Chita now, is a Chura Kol Shechein Torun Reb Yehuda. Avadit should be Torah according to Reb Yehuda. To Hamidi de Rabbonin Mashku, something that according to Rabbonin is called a Mashku, Reb Yehuda Lav Mashku, according to Reb Yehuda it's not called a Mashku. Obviously, Kol Shechein Midi Avadin Avadim, to the Rabbonin Lav Mashku, it's not called a Mashku according to Rabbonin. Avadin according to Reb Yehuda is not called a Mashku. That we say what you wanted for the Jews to come out. Still, Stam is not called Yenichalei. So, Vada by Tusim Vrimoinim, Stam should not be called Nichalei. Right. So, that's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, no, I'll tell you a different shot. Loi. Loi Lerot Soin Bistam. Is that what the Brisa says? Lekoshke. Yeah. I mean, Loi. That's not Pshat. What is the Pshat in the Brisa? Lerotzen. When we say Yenicha with the juice to come out of his machshir, that's Bistoma. That means in a case, Tam case. Shlo Lerotzen. What's the case of the juice comes out of the Tusim V'rimoinim, comes out of the Zeitzim V'yanovim, comes out of the olives and the grapes? What's called Shlo Lerotzen? That's Tavka de Goli Adaitei. He tells us specifically, the Omar Lenicha Le. He says, Klo, I do not want the juice to come out. So no, it's no kasha in Yehuda. That this brisa says when the juice comes out of the grape, shaloi l'rotzen, it's not mach l'kabel tuma. Here, shaloi l'rotzen means you're saying beferish you do not want it. You do not have any das for it. Mashenkin, when the juice comes out, stam, like you didn't have beferish das, yes, you didn't say no, you didn't say yes. Minastam, it's also called yenicha with the mashke. So mel is good Yehuda before. He holds if you buy tusim v'rimoinim stam, we also say yenicha with the mashke. Therefore, if the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's also to have anor from the also to drink the juice. So the more of Yiboy Yisema, no, you don't have to say here, Shalei L'Rotzen means Bistoma. The Yiboy Yisema, Dishani, Sali, Zesim, V'yanovim, Kivun, Deli'ibut, Kaima, that Salim here means baskets, that the juice just sips out of it and goes onto the floor, it goes Li'ibut. Some of our baskets, like our basket, has holes in the basket. It's a woven basket that has holes all over it. So when the juice starts to drip, where does it go? On the floor. So, Shani Salis Eitzim V'Yanovim Kivan Dele Ibut Kaimis, since it's Oymet to be lost. Mikora Avkure Mafkalu. Before also, you mafka these juice, and you have no das to use it. That's why here, even if you have a stam in the basket, here we say Minastam, you have no nichusa, you're not nichu with it. That's because here it's getting lost, the juice. But in the case where you buy Peira stam, it could be Yavada nichu with the juice, and when the juice comes out, that's why Yehuda said before, they're not allowed to use the juice on Shabbos. Rashbi boy is saying Mashal Shani Zaitsim Vianovim. Fedavka noket salam. Therefore Davka says here biscuits. Shamashke Hanoitiv man, the juice that drips out of them, noifalorit falls on the ground. Voilich libud and goes libud. Hilkach stomala nichle. Therefore we say Minastam you're not nicha with the juice. And Avkure Mafke Luhu Mashke. Avul Shar Kalim Mashankan of the Kalim, a good glass. Afilu Tusum remind him, I tell you, even pomegranates and some berries. Amaloch stomala mashke. When you buy them stam, we say stam das is you want to use it for the mashke. Therefore, it's good Reb Yehuda. But if you brought home the tusim v'rimoinim stam, and on Shabbos the juice comes out, we say you're not allowed to drink that juice, because it's considered like yonicha with the juice, and we're afraid maybe you go ahead and squeeze out more peiros to get out more juice on Shabbos. So the more vayta. The more ashkechon, Rebbe Yehuda, the moide le rabbonin. You said in Metchila that there is a case where Yehuda is moided to the Rabbanan Shita, that even if you bought the Paris Lachila, still, when the juice comes out on Shabbos, you can't drink it. Where's the case? B'zeisim v'yanovim. If you have olives or grapes, since Rov Pomim, it's oimed for the juice to come out, so even if you bought it for the das of eating it, but if on Shabbos it gets squashed and the juice comes out, we're afraid you'll zicha be nicha with the juice, and you come to squeeze out more. Aber Rabbonin de Moedile the Rabbi Yehuda Vishah Peris Minolin. Where do you have a raya to the third part of the Shiloh? That the Rabbonin al Moedile Rabbi Yehuda by Shah Peris. That means not Tusim Vrimoinim, not a category of pomegranates and berries, but a category of less fruit. That's not Oymid Bechlau like to squeeze out the juice. So in that case, you're telling me the Rabbonin al Moedile Rabbi Yehuda, that if you bought the Peris home stam like an apple, if you bought an apple home stam, you bought it home to eat it, if on Shabbos the juice comes out of it, you're allowed to drink the juice. You're allowed to drink the juice. Because since the Bechlal is not able to squash out to get the juice, so we're not afraid that the juice comes out on Shabbos that you come to do it on Shabbos. How do we know this? That the Rabbonin, even though in the Mishnah they say Stam, anytime the juice comes out of the Peris, you can't drink the juice on Shabbos, we're saying no. That's only talking about either Zeisim V'Yanovim or else Tusim V'Rimayim. Marshen Ken Shab Peris, even though you bought it, the Rabbanan don't always say you can't drink the juice. It depends. If you bought it for Achila, you are allowed to drink the juice. Hey, Minolon, how do we know this? The Gemara de Tanya, I'll bring you right. We learned, Soichtin, the Pagoyim, you're allowed to squeeze plum.